Police work is tough and challenging. It's grim and dangerous. But Sergeant Dwayne Gill has been able to mine his long police career for comedy. Gill is a Michigan State Trooper by day and a stand-up comic by night. Welcome to Stateside, Sergeant.
Good to be here. Please drop the sergeant.
All right, Dwayne.
Just Dwayne.
But you are a state trooper.
Yeah.
And this leads to the old chicken and egg question, which came first, Dwayne Gill the police officer or Dwayne Gill the comedian?
Actually, what came first was Dwayne Gill the comedian. And it happened because I first started doing comedy back in the late 80s, like 89, 90, 91, 92. I just got hooked. I seen Bill Bellamy do stand-up. I used to work backstage security. I was in the Marines, backstage security at the Fox. I met Bill Bellamy. He said, go to these open mics. So it took me 2 years to get the courage. And at the meantime, I was in the process to become a, I think it was a state trooper. And it was actually, I was getting ready to become an Ann Arbor police officer. And I decided to do stand-up. And so I started doing it while I was an Ann Arbor cop, and then I became a trooper. And then they knew that I was doing stand-up in Academy, and I was called Recruit Joker. So that's what happened. Comedy always, unfortunately, came first, but I had to make a living because they weren't paying comics a whole lot of money.
I was going to say, I don't think open mic nights are going to support the family.
No.
But did you take any classes? Because I know there are workshops in that, or did you just kind of dig inside and find your voice?
Well, let me tell you what happened. This is a great story. When I first started doing comedy in 89, 90, 92, I didn't take any classes. I just mimicked what I saw off of television. And I got some laughs at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, different places. But then I signed up for this Apollo Night contest. And I don't know if you've ever seen Night at the Apollo. You know how if you don't do well, they boo you off the stage. Well, I didn't do well.
Okay.
I told my first joke. It was down in Detroit at the State Theater. People started booing. And the next thing you know, the Sandman came out, the big show business hook, snatched me off stage. Worst thing ever happened to me in my life, April of 1995. I still remember it. I quit doing comedy for 7 years. I said, forget this. I'm going to concentrate on being a state trooper, and I'm going to leave comedy alone. Well, 7 years later, I went to a retirement party for a trooper at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. They had a couple of comedians. First comedian was horrible. He's a good friend of mine.
So you can say that.
I can say it, but he knows. The second comedian, Derek Richards, did a great job. But and that gave me the itch to do it again. So he said, hey, get this book, do this. I went to New York, took a class.
Okay.
And I learned more about comedy. And my first time back on stage was September 11th, 2002.
Interesting. A year after.
A year after. And it was like seven people there. And I said, we are the sick folks, right? So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because what you say about that one-year anniversary of 9/11, the nation was really wrestling with long do we keep looking back?
Yes.
Or, you know, I remember we had conversations about, well, after the Pearl Harbor anniversary, when did that stop being the overarching theme of that day?
Absolutely. And again, there were only about 15, 20 people in the room. We figured, hey, look, we need to get a laugh today, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget, I was open micing with a guy who's famous now. His name is J. Chris Newberg. And he's been on America's Got Talent. And he's a writer out in L.A. for E! And he's all over. And I never forget, he went on before me, and he told a Taliban joke. And I was like, talk on it. I got a joke. I want to do that one, too. But I've been doing it ever since. And then I started getting paid in 2004. And it's taken off. It's just been a whole new career.
And I know, you opened for Aretha Franklin at DTE.
Yeah,
Tim
Allen.
Tim Allen.
A couple of weeks before that, I've been with quite a few famous celebrity comedians. I'm still a big fan of comedy, and I still get excited when I'm in a green room with somebody that I look up to, famous, you know. Like, I work with just about everybody from Last Comic Standing, from John Heffron to Kathleen Madigan, Gary Gulman, all these guys. And I met Dave Attell and just all the famous comics that I look up to.
Well, did they look at you and go, you're a cop? You're a trooper?
Yes. And that's the funny part, because a lot of them unfortunately, in comedy, there's a lot of drugs. And so, marijuana, basically. basically, and they get paranoid because you're smoking marijuana. They get paranoid because I'm a cop and they're afraid, you know, to be around me sometime. But I'm like, look, man, I'm comedian Dwayne Gill today.
I'm not sergeant.
And most of the time I'm out of state. I got no jurisdiction. You know, just don't do it in front of me. Get away from me. But they're fine. They're fine. Most people are fine with it.
Well, tell me what you have done in your Michigan State Police career. You went from Ann Arbor to the MSP. And
right.
What
right.
kind of posts have you held?
Well, the things I've done in my career, I've been on for 21 years now, and I've done quite a few assignments. My first assignment was in Ionia. Like, I tell the joke about me being out there and being a kid from Detroit, not knowing what color John Deere tractor is, which evidently was hilarious to people.
Ionia.
I still use it because the people, that's a lot of their favorite joke. But I went from Ionia, and I trooped in Detroit for a couple of years. Then I went to Monroe, and I was a narcotics, undercover narcotics investigator for a couple of years. Then I left there. I was a gaming investigator when we first stood up the casinos. Their backgrounds needed to be investigated to make sure they weren't, you know, organized crime. I did that. That took me all over the world doing investigations. And then I got promoted to sergeant. I ran a 911 center. And then a year later, I was the governor's bodyguard for Governor Engler. Was with him for 2.5 years, and I was with Governor Granholm for about 2.5 years.
Now, does any of that make its way into your act?
No, no. I value, again, like I said in the paper, I value my job, I value my pension.
You want that retirement.
Exactly. But both Governor Engler and Granholm have seen my act. They've both been to my shows over the years, and they both enjoyed it.
And you work now with the state legislature. You're the liaison?
Yeah. After I left the detail in 2005, I was on a fugitive team for a while. Then I was at the Post in Lansing for a while. And then the new director of the state police was Colonel Christy Kibiechu. She asked me to be her legislative liaison. And she felt the value of a person having this type of personality dealing with the legislators. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, Cynthia, it is the best job ever. I thought comedy was one of the best jobs I've ever done, but just being the legislative liaison and being the person between the legislator and the Michigan State Police is great because I get a chance to showcase my agency. I get a chance to mitigate issues between constituents that may have with the Michigan State Police when they complain to their senator or representative. I get to mitigate those issues and try to bring closure, as well as I, you know, help them with public policy. And so not only am I just, I'm not just a pretty face.
You're doing something.
But I got a little smarts. And so during my day, I get a chance to read prospective laws and bills and give my take on them to the legislators. And sometimes they listen. And I may say, hey, this is not a good idea, but this is a better one. And then they become law.
And do the legislators, by and large, know that they are dealing not only with a state police sergeant, but with a comic?
Yes, they do.
Do they like that? I got to wonder, does someone like find out about your other life and say, okay, make me laugh, tell me a joke?
Well, yeah, that happens on airplanes. Trust me, that happens everywhere. You, as soon as you let out the bag that you're a stand-up comic, that's the first thing. Either tell me a joke or I got one for you, you know, and I really don't need it, okay? Jiffy Lube, man, just keep changing my oil, okay? I don't need your joke because you're changing my oil. But the thing is, yeah, it is fun because obviously with the, I like to think of garish personality that I have when I'm testifying or when I'm in meetings with them. You know, they know. They say, hey, I heard you on satellite radio the other day. It was hilarious. They said Dwayne Gill. And I was like, we have a Dwayne Gill that's our liaison. And it was you. And oh, my God, it's so funny. That's so cool. I'm going to tell you, I've never gotten a negative response from a legislator in reference to what I do. It just makes them smile.
And your commanders?
Well, the new regime that's in now, they fully support it. They embrace it. They're super nice to me, and they appreciate the work that I do downtown, and they appreciate the fact that I make people laugh at the same time.
And it does sound like you've learned to walk that fine line between preserving your paycheck,
yes,
not treading on the wrong toes.
I try my best. Yes.
But still, do you use your police experience in your routine?
Well, I don't talk about like working at the legislature or anything like that. But maybe some of the old experiences that I've had, like I talk about me years ago working undercover, and you know, a guy showing up. We're getting ready to go do a deal, and he was an informant, and he had on a eye patch, and he had his arm in a sling, And I said, what happened? Did you get in an accident? He says, no, this is my disguise. I don't want him to know who I am when I introduce you to him. I was like, well, how are you going to introduce? I was like, take that crap off. Sit down and shut up. And this is what you're going to say. And this is what you're going to do. So, you know, yeah, those kind of things end up into my act and jokes about, you know, prior things I do. But then I also do stuff about my family, and I do stuff about observational humor, things that I see every day that may make me laugh. And I write it down and make it a joke and see if I can make somebody else laugh.
I'm wondering, Dwayne, what do you think your story tells people that have their own secret dream? You had that itching in you for years. What do you say to that?
I think my story tells you to follow your dream. Follow your heart, follow your dream. You know, I was in the Marine Corps for 10 years, and I thought I wanted to be a military guy for the rest of my life. That's all I ever wanted. I went to military school, ROTC, whole nine yards. But I always had this personality that made people laugh. And I would see people on television. I'd say to myself, I'm funnier than that guy. So I just didn't know how to get there. And once I met Bill Bellamy and started this path, there was no stopping. And I just educated myself and learned about the art and the craft of stand-up comedy and just got immersed in it because I wanted to be creative. So I tell people, look, man, you're never too old. I'm 50. And they feature me on AARP and Life Reimagined. But they did a whole story about me, Life Reimagined, people like, you know, you and I.
Yeah. People that are card-carrying baby boomers.
Yes, our boomers. When we get to a certain age, we've been doing things for so many years. Now, you know what? We're almost retired, almost time to put down what we've been doing and follow our dream, follow our heart. And that's all I'm doing is just following my heart.
So do you have a website? How can people?
Absolutely. Come on now. You know I got it all. I got it all. I got a website for it's DwayneGill.com. That's very easy. DwayneGill, DwayneGill.com. I'm also on Dwayne L. Gill on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, also on a couple of websites where you need a credit card. But feel free.
Feel free to check out upcoming gigs,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
What's coming up next?
Well, actually, I got a gig in Grand Haven Thursday night. And then next week, I've got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all on the west side of the state. Black River Tavern over in South Haven. I've got a show in Caledonia somewhere. And then October 19th, I'm going to be at the Blue Chip Casino right outside Gary, Indiana. So if you go to my website, you'll see all my dates.
Dwayne Gill, Michigan State Police Sergeant and stand-up comedian, and you can get all the information about upcoming gigs and his comedy career at DwayneGill.com. Thanks so much, Dwayne. It was great to meet
you. Thank you. That was fun.